you know, I kind of don't really worry about that or focus on that. You know, I just focus on the fact that we're just there to make each other better, you know, to make the entire defense better. As far as jumping ahead of them, I just put that, you know, in the coach's hands, and I just focus on what I have to do to make the team better when I'm out there contributing to the team. I feel like I've taken full advantage of it, you know, just knowing the defense, the ins and out of it, you know, having experience, being able to play in this defense throughout the season last year. I feel like I'm taking all the advantage that I can, that I can possibly take while playing in that position.
So during the time working with the ones, what are some things that you have to work on?
Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff, you know, I have to work on, you know, being able to learn how to shed blocks, you know, being able to, you know, learn how to drop in coverage the right way, you know, depending on the call, the little checks that we have within a call. There's a lot of things to get better at while I'm running with the ones. And, you know, that's the whole purpose of being in OTAs, to get better.
Competition in position groups is not unique to you guys or even this team, but you and Todd are really close. So how does that shape the competition?
It doesn't shape it at all. I mean, you know, with us being close, it actually makes it better because we're actually out there, you know, working hard to make each other better. We're actually working hard off the field, you know, supporting one another. And, yeah, I feel like it's actually a plus instead of a minus. You know, there's no type of friction, no type of negative energy between us. It's all positive vibes.
How much does it help guys like you and Todd to have the core people around you, you know, on that entire defense to kind of bring you into the transition of becoming the more of contributors?
It helps tremendously. I mean, you know, and also being able to play with those guys last year helped as well, because, you know, they kind of know the type of players that we are, and they kind of know that, you know, we know what it takes to be able to make the defense solidified. I feel like they help us tremendously, though. I mean, you know, being able to support us, you know, when we're out there, you know, giving us a helping hand in coverage, you know, with the DVs or the D-line, being able to hold off some of the linemen getting up to us. A lot of that all correlates, you know, with just having chemistry with one another, being out there with them throughout the season in the past.
Is B. Marsh the front of that in terms of helping you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He is. And even B. Marsh knows, you know, that we know the defense. But if there's something that may come up that's kind of tricky that we never really seen before, that's hard for us to you know, try to comprehend or understand, you know, he's always there to lend the helping hand.
Did you start this offseason knowing that you had a legitimate chance start?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, I knew, you know, when Danny Trevathan went out, there was a possibility, you know, that I'd be in a position to be able to start. But when things got underway and coach told us how everything was rolling, you know, I was still kind of content with everything being the way it was, because I knew that I would have my shot, and I would have my chance to be able to go out there and perform. Man, you know, actually, I kind of looked at it like, oh, wow, the pressure's on. You know, them being able to put enough trust in us to know that, you know, we'll be able to get the job done. It's a lot of pressure with that. And it's also a lot of confidence, you know, in them seeing that in us. But, I, you know, I didn't really look at it as a positive thing, as, oh, you know, we don't have no linebackers, you know, there's no competition. You know, there's always going to be competition there. I just looked at it as, you know, the pressure's on, you know, now it's time to perform and show them, you know, that we can do it.
With Brandon's finger, do you sometimes shake it a little hard to make sure you keep him in
the game? Nah, you know, nah, I don't.
How much looking forward to White House visit
Monday? Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've never been to Washington, D.C. You know, I've never seen the White House in person. Never met, you know, a president in person, so I'm looking forward to it. All the memories, you know, everything that has to offer, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just ready to go there, accept it, and take it all in.
How cool will it be to see some of your teammates, like Danny and some of the other guys that are going to meet you there, Peyton, you know,
they're it's going to be nice seeing them, you know, being able to chop it up with them and, you know, see how things been going in their lives, you know, what's been going on the other side of the fence. I feel like it's going to be great, you know, being able to get that camaraderie back with one another and just spend time with one another.